President Obama says he wants to reach out and work with leaders of both parties to solve the problems confronting the nation after Tuesday's election. Joining us live is Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. Well, Ken, are there any better feelings between the White House and Capitol Hill?
Well, I don't know if the feelings are better, but there's a lot of talk that they're going to be willing to compromise more than they have for the last 2 years. You've seen that in President Obama's public statements and particularly in House Speaker John Boehner's statements. But when you get out into the details, that's still where the devil is in those details, particularly on tax rate increases versus spending cuts. We still haven't seen any specifics. President Obama is supposed to address this at a news conference this coming week. He's going to meet with the leadership of Congress. We'll see if there's any more clarity, but we're running out of time here to avoid the fiscal cliff.
There's not just a split between Congress and the White House, but we've been hearing a lot about the new voter demographics, what you refer to as a balkanized America.
Exactly. You know, you could see it in a number of ways, very vividly, of course, in that red state, blue state map geographically, where President Obama, the Democrats nationally win the coasts, the West Coast, the Mid-Atlantic states, and some very key Midwestern states, and the Republicans win with all that red on the map, the South and some of the upper Midwest areas. But you also see it demographically. President Obama won young people, women, Hispanics, and lots of other ethnic groups. Romney wins white folks, Christian conservatives, seniors. It's a really fragmented, divided country, and that hasn't changed.
And I guess we shouldn't criticize Congress and the White House for being so split when the American people are.
Exactly. That's I think, the fundamental point here. We're a very polarized nation, and that's something that perhaps in Washington, if there was some conciliation, that would soothe the differences around the country, but I don't see it yet.
All right. Have a good Veterans Day.
Thank you very much.
Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column.